the barycenter of two doom stars orbiting each other. A Dragon Ball fic. Written by A Comet Burning Up. Read by
CC Rambles as Chi-Chi.
Dr. Fumbles McStupid as Gohan.
Zipcode Man as Goku.
Relationships: Chi-Chi, Son Goku. Son Gohan and Son Goku. Chi-Chi and Son Gohan. Chi-Chi and Son Gohan and Son Goku. Additional tags: dysfunctional family, families of choice, canon typical violence, Son Goku's C-plus parenting, father-son relationship, mother-son relationship, generational trauma, honestly don't know how to tag this one, purple prose, metaphors, stars, Cell Game Saga, canonical character death, it's Goku, of course, character study, introspection, good parent Son Goku, or at least he's trying his best. Summary. Barycenter. In astronomy, the barycenter is the center of mass of two or more bodies that orbit one another, and is the point about which the bodies orbit. Parents only want what's best for their children. The mistakes, pains, and losses from those who raised them create a ravine, a divide that can grow deeper or one day erode away. Or, Gohan is everything his parents wanted and didn't want him to be. He misses when he was someone gentle.
Chi-Chi is a mother now. This is not her starlit honeymoon when she glowed brighter than Sirius. The sweet days when it was just Goku and her against the world are done. She has a child now, who depends on her to live. She knows how Goku works, how blinding the rush of the fight is, and how satisfying it is to become more than you have ever been before. Her father is a fighter, she is a fighter, and now she has a son. She can pack away the fighting, the training, and the bloodshed, but she does not expect Goku even knows how to breathe without also battling. But there is a line that needs to be drawn, or she will fail her son. Is it so wrong that she wants better for him? She was 9 when she knew what a man looked like with more blood outside his body than in. She has broken bones that never healed right, and cold, rainy nights hurt her joints. She is still young, but her youth hurts. Chi-Chi is a mess of parts her parents made, and she loves them, she understands why they did the things they did, but they hurt her. She doesn't know how to solve equations. She can't tell you the history of the continent. Chi-Chi still uses her fingers to add and subtract. She never got to be a scholar. The soft child in her heart hardened in the face of the struggles the world threw at her. She is a fighter. Her parents made her a fighter, and she does not want Gohan to be a fighter. She loves her husband, and she loves fighting, but she wants better for her child, her baby, than blood on his knuckles and bruises black and blue. She knows how horrible it is to train with everything you have and lose the fight anyway. What she really wants is to tuck Gohan away and keep him safe for eternity, but she knows that is impossible. She is her father's daughter, and Gohan is his father's son. Parents only want what's best for their children. The mistakes, pain, and losses from those who raised them create a ravine, a divide that can only grow deeper or one day erode away. But there is no way to cut loose the person she used to be, no matter if she wants to or how hard she tries. Gohan will surely be called to action, and she'll argue against it uselessly. She knows it's futile. And others can call her strict, call her overbearing, call her heartless. But her child and her child's children will get to pick their fates. If Gohan wants to fight, she'll let him, but only after he has the building blocks for either path. And she can only hope she does right enough by him that he doesn't one day scorn her for her failures. She will inevitably mess up, as the broken parts she is made of will never be perfect, but she will try.
Sometimes Gohan hates being a Saiyan so much his blood feels like a traitorous wound. Sometimes he is so, so angry. Back in ancient Greece, they believed an imbalance of one of the four humors led to personality changes. Yellow bile represented choleric temperament. Maybe if he could bleed out the right humor, he'd be a normal, peaceful kid again. He wasn't always angry. No, he couldn't have. There must have been a time in his childhood where he was untainted by rage and violence, where he was just happy, kind. His mother teaches him many things. Oftentimes, she teaches him too much. She has high expectations, and Gohan does not want to disappoint his family. This worry, this need to be a good son, is a seed that is watered and grows until the momentum of everything he has ever feared becomes a tall oak, impossible to tear away. Gohan needs to be perfect. He, in a bitter, guilty sense, understands Cell in that way. To exist imperfect is to live in darkness. As a child, he listens to his mother and he is a good and responsible son. He reads his books, practices his math worksheets, and when he stargazes at night, he calculates the light years distance away they are, repeating the scientific names. Shidar, Alpha Cassiopeia, approximately 228 light years away, and the brightest star in the constellation of Cassiopeia. He remembers seeing Cassiopeia in the sky the night his father died. He's never been able to forget how it looked. The vain queen constellation, who would sacrifice her own daughter to save the world. Goku came back, of course, so it was fine. Gohan's father is a fighter, an amazing one. He has always admired that fact. His father is the strongest in the whole world. His father has saved the world countless times. The brightest star in the sky, Sirius Alpha Canis Majoris, and 8.6 light years away, is a binary star. He sympathizes with Sirius B, attached to the orbit of the most legendary star. And his father is a living legend. On a planet so many light years away from Earth, with three stars, of course, it's likely Namek is only gravitationally bound to one of the suns. But it's there he sees his father transform. Gohan watches his father's hair turn yellow in the face of unimaginable grief. Yellow is the color of rage and humorism. Gohan learns what that rage feels like training with his father. When anger, hot and poisonous, imbalances and takes over, his hair turns gold. In the time chamber, once he mastered going Super Saiyan, he'd stare in the water and wonder who would he even become. He was not always this angry. Saiyan blood must all be bile, full of hostility, and no amount of bleeding will fix him. He'll continue to be yellow. Gohan knows somewhere in his heart he's a gentle child. He befriends dragons, cries when he accidentally squishes a bug, and he has never killed someone before. He is his mother's son, and he reads about how binary stars die. Stars in a binary system are tied together, and they can die together too. The explosive death of a red dwarf tied to a white dwarf is cataclysmic enough to destroy them both. Gohan feels so small, stuck in the same orbit of his father. They expect him to kill Cell. His father expects him to kill Cell. He never expected this. He never asked for this. He wants his father to continue to be the legend that he is. He wants to be a child again, weak and unknowing of this rage. In front of him, Android 16 is a supernova, the death of one star capable of triggering the birth of another. Gohan hates Cell so much for forcing this change of heart to occur. The pain is like nothing he's ever felt before. Gohan does not feel kind, gentle, or small in the transformation. It is anger, rage, apathy, and every horrible thing he never wanted to be. Transformation is never gentle. Stars transform after they have eaten all their cores and collapsed into themselves. With his transformation, he is filled with the horrible certainty that he is the only one who can destroy the demon threatening the peace of their world. He cannot be soft when the world demands hardness, nor a pacifist in the face of certain doom. The universe asks him to burn bright, and he does. Gohan is everything his parents wanted and didn't want him to be. He misses when he was someone gentle. But he is his father's son, and so he fights. He is suddenly a star, high above the sky, and he cannot remember soft, earthly things, like bubbling creeks, colorful sunrises, or the laughter of friends. All he can fathom is a dot, blue and green, so far, far away.
Gohan doesn't want to fight. That's the vital misunderstanding between him and Goku. Goku never thought of himself so different from humans. People were always just people to him, even the bad ones. Even Piccolo, who wasn't even human. Maybe it's naive, maybe he's a fool, but he thinks people are good when you give them a chance. Most of the time. Fighting is fun. There's a lot of beauty to it, similar to gardens of roses or sunsets. When his fist lands, he connects to his opponent. For a moment, they are one being, a transfer of force from one living thing to another, one orbit tied to another. When a ki blast hit, it's irrefutable proof Goku exists, that he has the power to change someone's life. He's not the lonely, crying child in the woods. He's the most powerful man in the world. You can learn so much from someone just on how they fight. If someone doesn't know how to fight, it means they've had someone to protect them, or lived in a peaceful place during a peaceful time. Maybe they're too scared of battle, or fear it. Sometimes a person fights dirty, having lived a life desperately clinging on to what they can. Sometimes a person fights every battle as if they are dying, because they can't afford to lose, afford to be weak. It's in Goku's blood to enjoy the rush and the thrill. Fighting is all he's ever needed to know. It's the thing that makes him complete. And he loves the good-natured fights, the tournaments, the friendly rivalries. But he knows it's his duty as someone with power to protect the weak, to stop evil. The world is not kind, but the people are, if you let them be. Goku doesn't know if he's a good man, or if the blood on his hands stains him. Maybe it's because he doesn't care either way, just that he'll never stop until he's put into the ground for good. What he does know is that nobody else understands it. Yamcha, Tien, his oldest friends, but even they tire of the battle. They find other passions, settle down. Vegeta understands the need for the rush, for the blood, but he's like a beaming blue star, ready to burn himself out to be the brightest. Maybe Trunks understands, but half his blood is human. He's known the boy for too little time to tell for sure. The thing is, Gohan reminded him so much of himself. First, it shook his heart how much they looked the same. Goku never knew his parents, and his brother was a short-lived nightmare. So family had never been blood. Blood had never mattered. But it's amazing how much he loved his son. How much it exponentially grows each day. Gohan has a voracious hunger like him, and a tail. How amazing. Goku never meant to die. Even with the Dragon Balls, death is not something he views lightly. He was taken in by the kind human Gohan, and he named his son after him. He never meant to leave him alone for so long. He knows what it feels like, and it burns. When he saw Gohan again for the first time after his death, facing down the Saiyans, the boy looked so small, and yet so strong. This is the first time he fails to understand. Gohan, in his mind, is powerful. It falls apart somewhere, between seeing Gohan, just a child, gather the power to hit Raditz, facing battle after battle, flying to an alien planet and surviving, thriving. He sees how much Gohan is like him. They fight, they get stronger, and they love the thrill of battle. His son was always eager to train with him, even when Chi-Chi argues that he shouldn't. Love and battle have always been the same thing for Goku. That's how he got engaged with Chi-Chi in the first place. Goku never had someone to be proud of him. He never needed the gold medals or the prize money. Just at the end of the day, when he's sore and tired, for someone to say, "Good job, son." He wants to be that for his son. To be the one who believes in him when no one else will. That's why when the next impossible-to-beat foe threatening to destroy Earth arrives, he decides it's Gohan's time to shine. Gohan has a hidden strength that awakens in times of need. And with it, he is stronger than anyone Goku has ever known. He believes when no one else does. Chi-Chi does not want to send him out into battle. His friends say he will be the one to kill Cell, and Gohan doesn't believe in himself yet. Gohan can save the world, and Goku believes that is a wonderful thing. This is his fight, not Goku's. Then, he comes face to face with everything broken he never understood needed fixing. Gohan doesn't want to fight. Gohan is strong, sure, but he's not a fighter. He wants his father to save him. Goku lost his Gohan when he was very young. And from that point on, he was a child alone in the world. And he fought on, persevered, and became legendary. And somehow he'd let the same thing happen to his own son. He left his child alone in a battle he cannot fathom how to win, even if he is strong enough to do so. This is his little boy, afraid and alone, waiting for him, and he did not come. He didn't realize until it was too late. Goku remembers holding his newborn son, small and crying out loudly. And Goku has witnessed countless wonders and impossible things. He had wishes granted by a magical dragon, but he considered it a miracle. His son was a miracle. It was a gift to see him grow, first learning to stand on his feet, then running, then training to become a fighter. He once swore he'd protect that growing cluster of space dust until it collapsed into a star. Gohan is strong enough to kill Cell, but he does not. It is not failure, it is not imperfection, and Goku blames only himself. Goku was raised by a human who had no blood relation to him, but loved him like a son. He may have his faults, his ignorances, but he was raised to be a good person, and he knows when he has to fix a problem he's created. Goku must remove his black hole, which threatens to swallow the whole world. Goku does not know what else he can do except use instant transmission to get Cell as far away from his beautiful planet, for his friends, for his boy. And he must be the price. He places two fingers on his forehead, teleporting in front of Gohan. He carefully, mindfully sets a hand on Cell so as to not set off the explosion sooner. A parent will break at the sound of their child crying. But Goku is already made of broken parts, so he does not crumble. He smiles instead. I messed up, didn't I? He's a father. Of course he'd sacrifice himself in an instant for his child. I'm proud of you, with or without strength or power. It's not a fault to be kind, nor to avoid battle. I'm sorry that I made you feel as if it were. I've always understood not everyone loved to fight, but I assumed... I pushed my love of it onto you. You're already perfect, Gohan. You've always been. Dad? Binary stars are formed together. But it is possible for them to break apart. If their bond is weak and something bigger disrupts them, they will fall out of each other's orbit. Goodbye. And the stars explode.